Begin transmission.
It's 2:41 a.m. local time. That means it's Tech Head tape time. No, wait. No, it doesn't. It means it's 1930 UTC, where you live, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio, and you're probably wondering what I've got on this handy-dandy agenda today. Well, let's just start at the top. And of course, I have to start at the beginning so that you'll understand the basis of this story. Somehow I got onto a mailing list, and actually, when I say somehow, I only say that for comic effect. I do know, in fact, exactly how I got onto this mailing list. And so, if you'll remember from a few weeks ago, I got a weird packet of guns and Bible cards in the mail. Send this in, and we'll send you information about our gun or our Bible. And I laughed. And yet, 2 days ago, I got another thing in the mail. They got my name from the same mailing list, and guess what it was? It was my entry form for the official NRA sweepstakes. That's right, the National Rifle Association of America holds a sweepstakes every year. And they sent me an entry. How kind of them. They also sent me an invitation to join the NRA. Now, whilst I have not at this time joined the NRA, I did in fact today, and this was the exciting thing that happened to me, I sent in my NRA sweepstakes entry. And I did that while I was going to the store. And that was the other exciting thing I did today. I went to the grocery store. Now, you might be wondering, what would the NRA give away in their sweepstakes? And if you guessed guns, you would be correct. And that's the only reason I entered this sweepstakes. You know, I'm not a huge gun fan. I don't have any feelings towards guns one way or the other. I'm a very neutral gun person. But the grand prize in this sweepstake is 24 guns, about a dozen rifles, and about a dozen handguns. And some all very really nice models. These are all brand name, top of the line types of things. And so, like, yes, I would like to win 24 guns, please. Not because I need any guns, but because I need money. And guns are pretty much money in America. And I'm looking at these guns and I know I can get at least $10,000. So if I win the grand prize of the NRA sweepstakes, I'll be fulfilling my lifelong dream of becoming an arms dealer. Not really. I've never had any interest in dealing in arms. But I do want to win one of these prizes because the first prize in the NRA sweepstakes is 12 guns. And boy, there's some neat ones. And I could move those. A lot of popular type guns. Second prize is 8 guns. Third prize is 6 guns. Fourth prize is 5 guns. Fifth prize is 4 guns. And sixth prize is 1 gun. But they'll draw 3 winners for sixth prize. And the gun that people are trying to win is an Armalite M15 TAC-16 chambered in 5.56 NATO. And then there's some other prizes, but they're not guns. 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th prizes are just, you know, premium junk. Stuff that has the NRA logo on it that you can get from anywhere. Yeah, I think I got one of these flashlights from my bank, and it has my bank logo on it. So, for all my loyal listeners, I would ask you to be prepared. For if I do, in fact, win any one of these prizes, this show will become the Dubious Guns Committee. and you will be offered a chance to purchase a fine firearm from yours truly. My name is Tobe. Once I convert all these guns into cash, I'll then use the cash to make some other kind of move. And I don't know what. I need to make some money because I am cash poor. I got no cash. I think my cat is secretly taking it out of my wallet and putting it somewhere, probably hiding it wherever she hides all the chapstick and all the ballpoint pens. But that's neither here nor there. Once I have this money, what am I gonna do? I have no idea, but I have some weak ideas. If I manage to make a boatload of enough money on the guns, say around 10K, then I will make some funky move in the markets. But if it's less than that, and let's say it's only a couple K, 2, 3, 4, then I don't know what. Then I'm going to have to probably go back to doing some music promotional things of some kind. If I can find an agreeable venue, then I can start setting up concerts and promote shows and make money in that fashion. I'm pretty good at doing that, and I was doing that up until just a couple years ago. My friend used to have a coffee shop, and I was booking people, acts into his place. And then he had an argument with his landlord, and he decided to move downtown. And when he moved downtown, how did that work? Oh yeah, the space was bigger. It sat more people and therefore fell under different ASCAP and BMI rules, and therefore there was no more margin for me to make any money. So I gotta find another venue, preferably a venue that's already paying ASCAP and or BMI, and then I can get some bands in, do something. I don't know. I'd like to get Unknown Henson up here. I'm not familiar if you're familiar with the artist of Unknown Henson. He's got some very interesting music. It's kind of rockabilly. It's vampire rockabilly weird stuff. It's really a hoot. And if you don't know the guy, or if you think you don't know this guy, Unknown Henson, I would also tell you that he is the guy who does the voice of early Kyler on Squidbillies. And yeah, that guy. Wouldn't that be a fun show to see? Yeah, it would. And I think he'd go over real well here. We've got a decent enough rockabilly crowd here that I'm pretty sure I could probably move 1,000 tickets. Now, I'm just wondering what it's going to cost to get him up here. And you know, I can't make a bid until I actually have the money. So it's like, So I gotta find a venue, get some money. Oh, it's such a pain in the butt. And then I could bring in some other slightly larger name acts too. I know a bunch of people, and I could get them to come. And there's a little bit more risk to some of that, but I'd be willing to take on that risk. It's either that, or I could go back to my bottom feeder plan, and that is you find smaller venues and you get people to volunteer to play. And it's basically amateur night, and it's always a hoot, but it's one of those things you can make about $40 to $100 every night if you can find a place. And I realize you're thinking, well, that's not worth it. And no, it's not, because it takes 40-50 hours of work just to set this up before you even see any money. But on the other hand, once you get it set up, then you are only working about a half an hour every week other than to drive up to the venue and pick up your money. And so it's one of those things that once you get it going, it's kind of self-sustaining. So I might be going back to that And if I go back to that, that means I gotta find some smaller venues. And I gotta talk them into, hey, you know what would be fun to have here in your bar or in your cafe or your coffee shop or whatever? Let's get some live music in here. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, there's some salesmanship to it. And you know whose fault this is? It's all winter's fault. I don't like winter. There's nothing for me to do in the winter. I need to be able to go outside and do stuff. The best I can do today is I can kind of look out the window from here and I can see a bunch of rabbit tracks, but I don't actually see any of the rabbits. So there's some kind of bun party going on in my backyard. I am waiting for spring. Oh, geez. We're still 6 weeks out. Man. But that'll be fun. Because in 6 weeks, geez, that'll be the middle of March. And then it'll be shortly after that that all the morels start popping up. And you know how much I love morel mushrooms and looking for them. And then we can have more interesting shows. And then we can have shows where I'm out running around outside. Those are the good shows. Not these boring shows where I sit around and talk about, oh, gee, I wonder if I can win some guns so I can make some money, so I can put on some concerts, so I can make some more money. Boy, isn't this interesting. Oh, I'm sure you think it is. And if you want really interesting tidbits of information, here's one. I turned on the TV about 3 hours ago, and I started rolling through the channels, and look, lo and behold, there is a tractor pull. And guess where the tractor pull was? It was in Wisner, Nebraska. I know where Wisner, Nebraska is. I can be there in, I don't know, like 4 hours? Is it more than that? Nah. Either way. Boy, I can't wait until this thing comes around again this summer. I'm going to Wisner, and I'm going to check this out. And it's going to be awesome. I might have to get a special hat, though. While I was watching this show, I noticed that all these guys, and they're all Nebraska guys, and I've seen this action before, they've all got seed caps on. You know, the hats that you get free from your seed dealer when you buy your seeds for the summer, or for the year. Yeah, so these guys have their DeKalb hats on, and I'm probably going to have to get one just so I can fit in. Can you imagine me walking into Wisner, Nebraska with my hair dressed all weird, carrying my audio equipment and doing my Dubious Goals Committee show for a non-radio live from Wisner, Nebraska? Yeah, that'll be awesome. I know you're looking forward to it. I know you want to hear it, but you're going to have to wait. And instead, right now, you're going to have to listen to this.
Doggy dog, funky as butt, but the dot went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine translates to get here for me to clizz out my grip. And I ain't holding nothing back. And once again, I got 5 on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, see, cause I never hesitate to put a fool on his back. So peep out the manuscript. What's my name? Creeping and crawling, yiggy, yes, y'all, and Snoop Doggy Dog in the house, like every day. And I'm right back up in you with Dr. Dre. Like I said, none of y'all can get with this, and none of y'all can get with that hit I just dropped, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the undercover cop. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some Anna. I rob you for your ends, and I kill them blood rocks. Then I step through the fog, and I creep through the small, cause I'm
back with another one of those block rocking beats.
Rock, 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 just throw your hands way up in the air and wave them all around like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and poke the drink and watch it stink, cause doggy's on the game. My bankroll's on swole, I'm still on hit legit and now I'm on parole. Stroll, I got the dog pound right behind me and up in yo. That's where you might find me, laying that, playing that G thing. She want the G with the biggest sack, and who's that? He is I and I am him, I'm slim with the tilted brain.
What's your name,
Snoop Doggy?
In the name of God, put down that ham immediately!
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
Yes, you're still listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. This is Anon Radio. Welcome back. I was just flipping through the TV channel that shows you what's on the schedule. I was flipping through the TV schedule, and being as it's February, TCM, Turner Classic Movies, is showing their 31 Days of Oscar stuff. They show all these Oscar-winning movies and Oscar-nominated movies, all these great classics. And there just happens to be one on tonight that I want to see, Anti-Mame. It's a great movie starring Rosalind Russell, but it doesn't come on until 4:15 a.m. local time, and that's right when I want to go to bed. So I have a feeling I'm not watching Anti-Mame this time around. Besides, I think I... Didn't I just watch it like 2 weeks ago? Maybe it was last month, but it seems like I just saw it anyway. Yeah, last night I got to see Third Man again for the millionth time. Love that movie. Can never get enough of it. And you can always hear Harry Lime's Cuckoo Clock speech right here on Dubious Goals Committee. I play that every once in a while. Will I play it today? Ooh, who knows? So it looks like tonight I'm just going to have to be content to watch a few cartoons instead of any classic movies. Oh, that is my entertainment. What day is this? This is not a weekend, which means there's no football for me. And so I don't watch a lot of TV on this day, on weekdays in general. I turn it on and I go through the channels and I look for weird stuff like tractor pulls or Monster Jam or any other bizarre stuff I can find. A kiddie bowl, you know. But nothing today. So I'm going to have to entertain myself in other ways. Probably by playing radio some more. That reminds me, if you haven't heard already, Anon Radio is now doing an open mic type of event. And this starts at 0400 UTC, and it goes for 3 hours, and it's very fun. Anyone, anywhere in the world, may participate in open mic. You do not have to be a member of SDF. All you need is a computer that can stream, and that's about all you need. Well, plus a password and a mount point. So, if you're interested in doing this, email me or anyone at SDF who is on Anon Radio, and we'll give you that information so you too can be on the radio like us, the cool guys. Here's a weird little deal. Why does my knee hurt now? My knee was hurting last night. I did that same sort of thing to it. I don't know if I hyperextended it or what, but I've been doing this every once in a while, about once a month for the last 3 or 4 months. And I wouldn't say it's super painful, but it's just annoying as hell, and it makes walking difficult, which is the annoying part. If, like me, you're accustomed to be able to walk up and down stairs without a hassle, This becomes annoying very fast. And when I woke up this morning, my knee no longer hurt. I was moving around fine. And now, however many hours later it is, when did I get up today? Okay, 6 hours, 6.5 hours later, and it's starting to get dark locally. I think it's the dark. The dark is making my knee be painful. And now it's doing it again. It's weird. I don't get it. I don't understand anything that's going on. But I think we all knew that already. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to drink some of my tea. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, it's very good. Oh yeah. Oh, perfect. It's the perfect concentration. And it's a very good temperature. It's not the perfect temperature, but it's a very good temperature. Now, we will taste for the amount of sugar. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just the right sweetness. And it's just the right concentration. It's just a little bit cooler than perfect, which is still fine. It's still exceptionally good. I like tea so much, I want to buy the company. But I don't know where the company is, so maybe I should just start my own tea company. Start importing tea from China and Ceylon, which I think is Sri Lanka now. I don't know. Somebody look that up. Do I look like the geography guy? And who else grows good tea? Oh, a lot of people. That's what I'll do. And I'll start importing tea, and I'll open Tobe's Tea Store. It'll be awesome. Maybe I'll sell fireworks in my tea store, too. Well, yeah, I wouldn't be able to have my tea store here because you can't sell fireworks here in Omaha, Nebraska. Well, actually, now you can. You can sell fireworks in the Omaha city limits for a period of 10 days, ending on July 4th, with a special permit. Maybe I should get one of those permits and sell fireworks for 10 days in July. Oh yeah, that is good tea. Because in those 10 days, you're gonna make about $20,000 selling fireworks. Maybe I'm just not in the right business. Wait a minute, I'm not in any business. Of course I'm not in the right business. I should write a book called 85 Different Ways to Make Weird Noises with things you can find around the house. I'm sure it would be a bestseller. I've always wanted to write a book. I don't think I have a novel in me. I probably don't even have a cookbook in me. I don't even know what kind of book I would write. But I'm sure some people would find it highly annoying. Oh, let's all write a book. You know, I'd like to sit here and tell you all about some books I should write. But I can't, because it's almost time for Barnacle. That's right, the sound show starring DJ Barnacle is a genre mix and discussion of just about anything. So be sure you stay tuned for that at 2000 hours UTC. You can hear me each and every day at 1930, so I expect you to tune in again tomorrow, the next day, and every day after that. All right, well, I don't have anything else to say, so let's just do that wacky thing that I do. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
A ham toast.
To ham! Yeah! Yeah!